390,000 more jobs. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The monthly jobs report from the Labor Department shows an end to a 12-month string of at least 400,000 jobs created, but it's better than most economists expected, and President Biden calls it excellent.
And there's no denying that high prices, particularly around gasoline and food, are a real problem for people. But there's every reason for the American people to feel confident that we'll meet these challenges.
The president in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. An escaped murderer is believed to have killed again before dying in a shootout with police in Texas.
Gonzalo Lopez, convicted of murder, was on the run since May 12th when he stabbed a Texas prison guard who was transporting him. Jason Clark with the State Department of Criminal Justice says he was found south of San Antonio in Jerdantown in a stolen Chevy truck.
Gonzalo Lopez exited the Chevy Silverado with a firearm and engaged law enforcement officers who engaged back and ultimately killed Lopez.
That truck belonged to a family of five. Police say Lopez killed in the Houston area. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A double murder-suicide outside a church in Iowa.
Sheriff's officials in Ames, Iowa say a man shot two women and then apparently turned the gun on himself outside a megachurch there last night. It happened around 7 o'clock local time at Cornerstone Church, which was holding an event for college-age kids at the time. The church, which is about 30 miles north of Des Moines, said in a statement that the victims were, quote, two young members of the Cornerstone community. The identities and ages of those killed have not been released.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Cheers and booze for Prince Harry and his wife Meghan Markle arriving at a church service in London celebrating Queen Elizabeth's 70 years on the throne. It's their first public appearance together in England in more than 2 years. They moved to California, quitting their royal duties. At least four people are killed in a train accident in the Alps in southern Germany. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
The Abbott baby formula plant in Michigan, shut down over contamination concerns, is scheduled to reopen tomorrow, not at full capacity.
The company has said it'll start producing one of its formulas called Elicare, which will be available to customers as early as June 20th. Elicare, though, is not one of the products that was impacted by that voluntary recall in mid-February. The company has not said when those other formulas that were part of that recall will start being produced. While this plant is down, Abbott has been shipping in formula from its facility in Ireland. The Biden administration has arranged for formula to be flown in from the United Kingdom and Australia.
Fox's Grady Trimble in Sturgis, Michigan. Two men are killed in a coal pile collapse in Colorado.
80 feet of coal tumbles down onto two men whose bodies were found buried 60 feet deep in the pile, says Pueblo Fire Department spokesman Eric Duran. The accident taking place Thursday morning, but he says they discovered the men, one in his 20s, the other in his 30s, about 6 hours after the incident, which took place at the Comanche 3 power plant run by Xcel Energy. The pile is located south of the plant near an outdoor feeder pile where a conveyor belt moves the fist-sized lumps of coal and coal dust into the burner. CJ Papa, Fox News.
There's a tropical storm warning up in parts of South Florida.
Well, we're only getting a little bit of light rain. We've been getting gusts of wind, but we are expecting up to 10 inches of rain in some areas. While this storm is heading our way, people in Miami, they're still getting out and they're still continuing on their day. Some people going to work. There's lots of car traffic. People are even out walking their dogs.
Fox Weather's Brandy Campbell in Miami. Philadelphia Phillies manager Joe Girardi's fired. The team has not been as good as expected with a 22-29 record so far. That's 12 games back of the first place Mets in the National League East. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.